That's why he will destroy Dajjal, the Antichrist. He will confront those people that will be practicing evil. He will fight. In the second life, his nature will incline towards a human being more. That's why he will be married and he will be blessed with children. So when we hear information, it is very important that our children do not attain that knowledge and place it in their mind, in the innocent mind. Because these small beliefs at the end of the day result in the disaster of our faith. So it is very important to know who Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was. Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it very clear in the Quran, وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. This was not from the topic, but I thought it proper for the congregation to understand. That Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam said to Bani Israel, that you worship that Allah who is my Allah, and who is your Allah, who is your Lord. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat further mentions in the Quran the saying of the Prophet of Allah. And Allah orders the Prophet to say this. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. That, O Prophet of Allah, you should say, I am a bashar. I am a human being like you. The thing that separates me from you is that I receive revelation. Of course, the Prophet is the best creation of Allah. But people made mistakes in the status of prophets of the past. So the Prophet of Allah was ordered by Allah to make it very clear that is he a human being? Yes, innama ana bashar, I am a human being. Mislukum, just like you. I have the urge to eat and drink. I have desires, just like yourself. But there is one thing that is different. I receive revelation. I have a connection with Allah that is a direct connection. And you are deprived of that. I am the guide. I am the rahbar. A lot of people, they debate in the world, that is the Prophet of Allah a bashar or is he nur? Is the Prophet of Allah bashar or is he nur? If we accept the Prophet of Allah to be nur, we are not allowing the Prophet to excel. Because we believe that a bashar is greater than nur. If a bashar, a human being, works upon himself properly, he is greater in status than any angel. And it is proven that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling with Hazrat Jibra'il in the famous journey known as Mi'raj, a certain point came known as Sidratul Muntaha. From that certain point, Hazrat Jibra'il left the Prophet alone and said, I am a Nurani Makhluk. I do not have the power to travel with you no longer. You are the Bashar that have worked upon those qualities and you have a connection with Allah that is much mightier and greater than me. Now you travel to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Innama ana Bashar. I am a Bashar. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ. Worship that Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is yakta, who is alone in His kingdom. We should thank Allah Rabbul Izzat in abundance. Alhamdulillah, today we buried one of our Muslim brothers, Brother Salim. Allah Rabbul Izzat shower His bounties upon him. He was an old person in this community, arrived here 40 years ago. And when we were burying him in the grave, certain thoughts were coming into my mind. And I remember this person so strong, so mighty. And now he was placed in the grave. But he had something so mighty with him that he took into the grave. He took something so mighty with him into the grave. And that is the creed of faith. That will protect him in that hour of loneliness. That hour of testing, he will be protected by La ilaha illallah. That's why the Prophet of Allah says, لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْشَةً فِي كُبُورِهِمْ. And then the Prophet of Allah says, وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَنْفُذُونَ التُّرَابَ أَنْ رُؤُوسِهِمْ وَيَقُولُونَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْشَةً عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَلَا عِنْدَ الْقَبَرِ فِي التَّبْرَانِ. What a mighty gift he has taken with him in the grave. And if we die on this iman, what a mighty gift we will take him to the grave. That the Prophet of Allah says, لَيْسَ أَهْلِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْشَةً فِي كُبُورِهِمْ. That a person who takes La ilaha illallah with him into the grave, or into the next journey, not only the utterance of La ilaha illallah, the implementation of La ilaha illallah, that I will speak about in the coming Jummas. Not only the utterance, any person can utter La ilaha illallah, but it is the implementation of La ilaha illallah. The things that are attached with La ilaha illallah, the requirements of La ilaha illallah, he takes the whole package with him into the grave. لَيْسَ وَحْشَةً فِي كُبُورِهِمْ. There is no fear for that person in his grave. There will be no fear for him. And the Prophet of Allah, who was shown many things of the future, many things were exposed and revealed to him of the unseen. The Prophet of Allah says, وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And it is like I am seeing those people, the Prophet of Allah is saying. It is like I am seeing those people who took La ilaha illallah, the whole package into the grave. I can see them, that they are rising from their graves. يَنْفُذُونَ التُّرَابِ. They are removing the dust from their heads. أَنْ رُؤُوسِهِمْ وَيَقُولُونَ. And they are saying, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّ الْحَزَنِ. All praises be to Allah who delivered us, who protected us in that hour of need, in that hour of horror. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ. And in another narration, the Prophet of Allah says, لَيْسَ أَهْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْشَةً عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَلَا عِنْدَ الْقَبْرِ. That a person who takes La ilaha illallah in the next journey, there is no fear for him at the time of death, and there is no fear and wahshat for him in the grave. This is what we should be working for. The creed of faith is divided into two. The first section of the creed of faith has never changed. Never ever changed. La ilaha illallah has remained. This was the utterance of Hazrat Adam. This was the utterance of Hazrat Nuh. The utterance of Hazrat Ibrahim. The utterance of Hazrat Musa. The utterance of Hazrat Isa, Jesus. Utterance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second section of the creed has changed. In the time of Adam, it was La ilaha illallah Adam Rasulullah ya Nabiyullah. La ilaha illallah Nuh Nabiyullah. La ilaha illallah Musa Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Isa Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That changes. But the first part that is known as the creed of faith will never ever change. The same thing that will deliver a person in the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the same creed of faith that will deliver the people in the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, is the same creed of faith that will deliver you and me. The Prophet of Allah says, من قال لا إله إلا الله من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة. Listen to this very carefully. مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصًا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever says La ilaha illallah with sincerity, في قلبه وفي نفسه, in his heart, he says it with sincerity, with devotion, with commitment, with ikhlas, seriously, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, the Prophet of Allah is informing the Sahaba, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, he will go to Jannah. The Sahaba say, there's a condition here, ikhlas, وَمَا إِخْلَاسُهَا. O Prophet of Allah, what is the ta'rif and the definition of ikhlas? We utter La ilaha illallah, but you are saying mukhlisan. The condition is mukhlisan. So what is the meaning of ikhlas? وَمَا إِخْلَاسُهَا. What is the meaning, O Prophet of Allah? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَنْ تُحْجِزَهُ عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. The meaning of ikhlas is to abstain from those actions that are disapproved by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Haram se bachna, yeh hai ikhlas. Haram se bachna, yeh hai ikhlas. To abstain from those actions, those venues that Allah Rabbul Izzat dislikes and has made haram. This is the meaning of ikhlas. If a person says, La ilaha illallah, but he engages in haram, he breaks the order of Allah, he may have uttered La ilaha illallah, he may have La ilaha illallah in the heart, he may have sincerity, but this sincerity is lacking. He is falling short, because the ikhlas, the proper ikhlas, the ikhlas with La ilaha illallah, known as a package that will deliver him from all fears in this life and in the life to come, is an ikhlas that is so powerful that does not allow him to touch, to walk towards something that is haram. I can check and ponder and dive into my life, and you can do the same. That how much ikhlas do we have? How powerful is that ikhlas? Is it allowing us to break the commandments of Allah? What is taking place in our homes? What is taking place outside our homes? What is taking place in our business? What is the condition of my wife? What is the condition of my son? What is the condition of my daughter? Where does my son and my daughter spend the nights and the days? Are they lying to me? Do I have that feeling? Do I have that crave? Do I have that urge to make them a good Muslim? This will only happen when the ikhlas is strong. Jaddidu imanakum. The Prophet of Allah says, revive your iman. Revive your iman. Kayfa nujaddidu imanana? The Sahaba say, O Prophet of Allah, how can we revive our iman? How? How can we revive our iman? قال أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله سبحان الله قال أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله. The Prophet of Allah says, recite لا إله إلا الله. Ponder over the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. Attain the package of لا إله إلا الله, and this will revive your iman. Say it in abundance. Think about it, what it means. We have to develop, we have to attain ikhlas. Because where my brother today is resting, he will spend the first night in his grave, many nights to come. There will be a time when we will spend that first night in the grave. We will be confronted by the munkar and the nakir. We will stand on the day of reckoning in front of Allah. And I will speak about this, La ilaha illallah will come to your rescue. But not the La ilaha illallah that is known as lip service. But La ilaha illallah with ikhlas. أَنْ تُحْجِزَهُ أَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. La ilaha illallah, the meaning is the love of Allah that does not allow you to break the command of Allah.